Hello, it's Jules.
And Jim.
We're together again.
Woo-hoo!
I actually am currently in the middle of my morning dilation. I have started to figure some things out. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but the doctor explained to me that starting Monday, today is Saturday morning, I'm going to be dilating not only with this dilator, but with a larger dilator. I can't tell you how excited I am about that prospect. I will say that the length part of this is really not that bad. It's just that bone that, anyway. So we have kind of altogether figured out a possible fix for this. And if you heard my first discussion of dilating, I mentioned that part of the way through it got suddenly better, and that is really part of the discovery eventually, that what, at least for me, what needs to happen is an occasional removing of the dilator and putting some loop on it and putting it back in. At the beginning, when I'm first dilating, sometimes it just goes in for 2 seconds and comes back out, gets a little more lube. Eventually, it'll get back to the end of it. So if you were having trouble dilating, that is one option for you, to just take your time. If it starts to hurt, pull it out slowly, put a little more lube on it, and put it back in. And in the meantime, I should say, I'm home. Jim is here.
Hi.
Hey, Jim.
Hi.
Yesterday, I flew back from Philadelphia to here. It was a pretty long day. I have to say, until I got here, my joy at seeing Jim here was part of what kind of got me through it. But flying is not great, especially there was some turbulence on my second flight, and that's no fun. Do carry your donut. Do sit on the donut. You're going to be wanting to sit on the donut a lot because it protects your stitched up area from direct contact with things that are going to make it feel worse. I'm getting really kind of rave reviews from the doctor as to the progress of my recovery, or I did the 2 times I was in her office. I would strongly recommend 2 things that I believe have helped me. First of all, take whatever supplements you and your doctor agree on. And there are probably a lot of nutrients that are going to help you recover in one way or another. But number one, as gross as it may be, or you may not find it gross, take that protein. Get that protein into you. That is the number one way to make sure your tissue rebuilds at a reasonable rate. I have drunk all kinds of protein drinks, and they're not my favorite, but you can find some that aren't too bad at all. And drink that protein. Also, eat those leafy green vegetables. I have had 1 to 2 salads a day. I'm not always that great at eating salads, but I have been since I got out of the hospital, and there are just all kinds of nutrients in there that your body needs to recover. You know, if you can't stand that, get some broccoli, get those leafy greens, and...
Oh, that's your time.
It is my time. Yay.
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, thank you, stop. Pardon me, listeners. I am extracting my dilator slowly. Oh, that's nice. So, I don't know if that's going to survive into the final.
Yeah, it is.
Jim says yes. So those 2 things plus whatever, you know, you need iron. I'm taking iron supplements. I strongly recommend you do the same. And in fact, I think you should do the same for weeks or months leading up to surgery. Get plenty of iron in your blood. You're going to need it. And then you're going to have a reserve, or at least not a deficiency, for the surgery. And you'll be able to pick up and take it after surgery. And you just want plenty of protein in your body for your body to work with to make those repairs. So that's me. Jim, you got words of wisdom?
You also started taking
estradiol again yesterday.
Oh, I started taking estradiol yesterday. And I think I had a little bit of a meltdown overnight.
You kind of did.
I know, I know.
It was okay, I understood.
It makes me feel so happy that when I don't have estradiol, I have a meltdown. And when I do have estradiol, I have a meltdown. But I think it's just the change. My doctor put me on less estradiol in part because it doesn't have, there's no testosterone in my body now to fight. You know, testosterone, as you know, tends to, I don't know, what would you call it?
Is it antagonist? Is it an antagonist?
I don't know, but it will eat up your estrogen. So I have got no testosterone in my body, and so I need less estradiol. And of course, I'm going to get my levels taken from my doctor in a few weeks when it's all settled in. So I've also got a number of other supplements my doctor recommended, and I'm taking them religiously.
And you're starting on testosterone whenever it gets here.
Yeah, and I'm going to have a testosterone topical, and it's supposed to help kind of stabilize, I guess, the muscle loss and protect my bones. And also, there's the whole libido effect that I've mentioned before, so can't wait till that gets here. Anything else?
Sleeping on your back sucks.
Yeah, sleeping on your back sucks, but at least it's going to be over. I'm more than halfway through. So 21 days, I'm through with 11 of them now. And on election day, I hope more than one good thing happens.
Which means you'll be able to lie on your side again.
Which means I'll be able to lie on my side again, and also there's the election. So there we are. Good morning. It's Monday morning, October 26th, and I am about to start my regimen of 4 dilations a day. After consulting with Jim and half of the people on Reddit who are interested in such things, I am not going to do 15 minutes of the smaller one and 15 minutes of the bigger one. In this case, the purple one and the blue one. I'm going to do the purple one for most of the time and the blue one, the bigger one, for a little bit less of the time. In my case, very fortunately, the hard one, usually the hard part of this, which is the depth, is coming naturally and easily to me. It's the width because of the particular placement of my pubic bone. So I'm going to be, in a minute, dilating mostly with purple and a little bit with blue. I also want to say that I'm really easing into my new body configuration. I know I use the word joy way too much in this podcast, but I'm just feeling a sense of completeness and wholeness with my new body configuration. And it just fills me up with happiness and, yes, joy every day. And I guess it corresponds to the amount of distress I have felt most of my life at it being the other way. But now I can freely wear the clothes I want to wear, including the underwear I want to wear without any awkwardness. So I just can't recommend this enough, at least for people who are in the situation that I'm in. For those about to go through this procedure, I do have one notation. I just didn't fully get how much you need toilet paper when you have this body configuration. And the thing is, you're just going to be buying more toilet paper and you're just going to deal with it. And it's fall here in the South, or at least in my part of the South, which is the Atlantic Coast, Upper South. Today, it's gorgeous fall weather, and I'm going to be wearing, of course, in the house mostly, just underwear, like bra and panties, and a knit dress, and think with some sadness about the next time I have to dilate, which oh, it's going to be now, not very far away. It is, of course, completely worth it. There's one little addendum. This is just a couple minutes after my previous recording on Monday morning. I am not, as anybody who knows me will attest, a particularly organized person, but I find places in my life where it's important to be organized. And I will recommend this to you strongly because I have found out over the last just almost exactly a week that I have been dilating. That when you dilate, you want to get through it. You want to get all of your dilating materials with you. Put a pad or a towel, which is what I do, underneath you, underneath where you're going to be lying down. I have a damp washcloth for wiping off the excess lubricant. You're going to need a hand mirror. At least I found that it has been indispensable for the first week, and I'm guessing that I'm going to need it more. You need how many ever dilators you're going to be using during the course of the dilation. And I also usually have, if I'm going to be wearing them, a clean pair of panties and a clean pad. You're going to be needing a pad for a long time, weeks, maybe months, maybe many months after the surgery, because you're going to be having discharge all that time. So I have all of those things within easy reach. I know where they are before I ever lie down to start inserting that dilator. So I strongly recommend this.